Sunday morning in 1942. A mother was blessed with a son who grew up to be young, gifted and proud, with the strength to tear a mountain down, with a voice so young and clear, a chance for everyone to hear. Yeah,
young, gifted and proud.
And as he grew up,
Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a review of the recently completed Philippine Children's Camp that took place this Friday through Saturday, along with a review of one of the performances by stand-up comedian Jared de Guzman that was in the Twin Cities from June 11th through the 13th at the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis. We will have some community announcements and a bit of a history lesson here on the Filipino-American National News, along with some music that bring a bit of patriotic flair, considering that June the 12th was the 128th anniversary of Philippines' independence from Spain. But for right now, we're going to talk about those two events that recently took place in the Twin Cities. From June 12th through the 13th, the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans through their 21st annual Philippine Children's Camp, with the theme being the Us No Pinoy. And during this weekend, there were about 40 kids or so, aging in ranges from 6 to 12 years old, that made their pilgrimage to the campsite formerly known as the Camp Sacagawea, but now known as the Lebanon Hills Retreat Center. Teams were broken up, or children were broken up, in several groups named after prominent Filipinos, like Maria Ressa, Manny Pacquiao, Leia Salonga, to name some of the names of those groups. You had groups divided up in boy teams and girl teams, where they learned everything about the history of the Filipino flag, tasting Filipino food, being part of a flag ceremony during the camp out along from a special guest author that spoke about her experiences as an author and was able to read from her book as well, former guest of the Filipino American National News, Christina Oxtra, read her book to the children. And then they were also able to meet other young Filipino-Americans, and sometimes during the camp, some non-Filipino-American kids as well. It was great to see kids from all over Minnesota, not just the Twin Cities metro area that came to this event. You really got to see some kids who at times were very shy at the beginning of the camp out and were able to open up by the end of the camp out as well. It was also an amazing sight to see that the many volunteers that were able to help out with being team marshals, basically being the camp counselors for the young children that were in this event, and along with the organizers that did this event that makes an tremendous gratitude for what they were able to accomplish during the weekend with Lagaya Carlos, Therese Peterson for putting everything together as well. You also had people there that helped with cooking the food, also food that was donated to the event, and all as well from local Filipino restaurant establishments as well, that helped bring a flair of authentic Filipino food to the attendees. And for a lot of those kids, some of the first times that they got to eat Filipino food on a consistent basis, or more than they might be used to on a normal day's span. But this is an event that I believe is, for the first time in a long time, had a more than average amount of kids participate this year. And as I said, these kids seem to have a good time from what I've noticed. I was able to participate in this event for the first time, as well as my daughter's first time, as well as her grandmother's first time serving as a volunteer for this event. And from what I can gather from my daughter, this is an event that she looks forward to attending probably on a regular basis, a yearly basis, until she becomes 12. And by then, I believe they have a one-day camp for teens. But this is an event my daughter look forward to going to, hanging out with some of her friends that she's met in the Filipino-American community here in Minnesota, as well as meeting new ones as well. We also mentioned another event that took place this weekend, and that was the five shows by stand-up comic J.R. DeGuzman, who was in town at the Acme Comedy Club in Minneapolis. For those of you who are not familiar with J.R. DeGuzman, he has been seen on Netflix comedy lineup, Kevin Hart's Heart of the City, as well as a former contestant on the revamped Netflix version of Star Search, as well as having a special on YouTube, I'm Your Son, Papa. And I was able to attend the final show, which was at 9:30 yesterday evening, and the crowd seemed very enthusiastic, very energized to hear J.R. DeGuzman perform. It was that diverse audience. It wasn't just Filipinos in the crowd. So you can see that JR has attained that sort of a success where you can't just pigeonhole his audience of just saying Filipinos are the main consumers, the main attendees of his concerts slash comedy show. I kind of say concert because JR brings a flair of musicality to his brand of comedy, where he plays a guitar, he sings, he's not just playing basic chords that you might see some comics that incorporate music. You could tell that this is a person that has played the guitar for some time and has been able to perfect his craft at that. And this is a comedy place, a comedy center in the Acme Comedy Club that has a special meaning to JR DeGuzman, because I believe 5 or 6 years ago, he met his girlfriend at the Acme Comedy Club during his performance. So JR DeGuzman not only performs here in Minnesota, but from time to time, he's able to visit Minnesota and visit his girlfriend's family and friends. With that being said, it was such a chaotic time of scheduling, not only him prepping for his show, doing sound checks along the way, that we weren't able this time around to speak with JR DeGuzman for an interview process, but know that myself and JR, hopefully in the near future, will be able to knock a time down, whether that be on a Zoom interview or the next time he's in the Twin Cities for a little vacay or whatnot, we'll be able to get JR DeGuzman here on the Filipino American National News. And it was also awesome to finally meet JR in person and be able to talk to him a little bit post show about his show and here the Filipino American National News as well. But in regards to some community announcements that will be taking place here in the Filipino American community here in Minnesota, the first of which is next Saturday, and that will be taking place at the Keller Park in Maplewood, Minnesota, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that is the Minnesota Filipino Seniors Association's first annual picnic. For more information in regards to this event, you can head over to their page on Facebook to learn more about that event. Taking place the following Saturday at the Philippine Center of Minnesota, which is also located in Maplewood, maybe a few miles away from Keller Park, is the Philippine Independence Day that we referenced earlier, / Rizal Day. This is an event that generally takes place at Central Park. I think has been the home for it for about 20 years. But for some reason, the venue is different this year and is at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. And you can find more information in regards to that event as well on their Facebook. And then our last event is the 4th Annual Minnesota Lumpia Festival, which will be taking place on Sunday, June the 28th, from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And this is taking place in Anoka, Minnesota, at the Riverfront Memorial Park, 2201 2nd Avenue North in Anoka. And if you want to learn more about this particular event, you can go to MinnesotaLumpiaFestival.com. And this is a change of venues from previous years and days as well, because this place, this event usually has taken place in the past in Chaplin, and this is the first time it is in Anoka. I know an added wrinkle to not only the food that you can find there from various Filipino food trucks and non-Filipino food trucks is the annual Lumpia Eating Contest, and the first time a karaoke contest will be taking place as well. But as we said, we are playing some music with some Filipino pride flair, and the first of which is a song called The Heart of Filipino Music.
Mapuntahan, may hindi mapabalik. 마음 비난갈링한 부순한 빌라스 낭실랑한
walang katulad na pag-alaga walang katulad na pag-aruga taos pusong malasakit
walang inaasahang kapalit
ang puso Pilipinas may gandang walang gubas pusong Pilipino naniningin sa gilas
the heart of the Filipino shining through Filipino
And once again, that was the heart of the Filipino. You are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM on your FM dial. Also can be found on kfai.org/ on searching the Filipino American National News, and also on Google Play and the Apple Store, where you can find us via the KFAI app, and our shows are archived up to 2 weeks on those platforms, along by finding our social media presence on both Facebook and Instagram. And if we have any interviews that have been recorded video-wise, you will find those mostly on our Facebook site. But this comes from thehistory.com. During the Spanish-American War, Filipino rebel led by Emilio Aguinaldo proclaimed the independence of the Philippines after 300 years of Spanish rule. By mid-August, Filipino rebels and U.S. troops had ousted the Spanish, but Aguinaldo's hope for independence were dashed when the United States formally annexed the Philippines as part of its peace treaty with Spain. The Philippines, a large island archipelago situated off Southeast Asia, was colonized by Spanish in the latter part of the 16th century. Opposition to the Spanish rule began among Filipino priests who resented Spanish domination of the Roman Catholic Church in the island. And in the late 19th century, Philippine intellectuals and the middle class began calling for independence. In 1892, the Kapituan, a secret revolutionary society, was formed in Manila, the Philippines capital of the island of Luzon. Membership grew dramatically, and in August 1896, the Spanish uncovered the Kapitutan plan for rebellion, forcing premature action from the rebels. Revolts broke out across Luzon, and in March 1897, 28-year-old Emilio Aguinaldo became the leader of the rebellion. By late 1897, the revolution had been driven to the hills southeast of Manila, and Aguinaldo negotiated an agreement with the Spanish in exchange for financial compensation and a promised reform in the Philippines. Aguinaldo and his generals would accept exile in Hong Kong. The rebel leaders departed, and the Philippine Revolution temporarily was at the end. In April 1898, the Spanish-American War broke out over Spain's brutal suppression of a rebellion in Cuba. The first in a series of decisive U.S. victories occurred on May 1, 1898, when the U.S. Asiatic Squadron, under Commander George Dewey, annihilated the Spanish Pacific Fleet in the Battle of Manila Bay in the Philippines. From exile, Aguinaldo made arrangements with the U.S. authorities to return to the Philippines and assist the United States in the war against Spain. He landed in May 19, rallied his revolutionaries, and began liberating towns south of Manila. On June 12, he proclaimed the Philippines' independence and established a provincial government of which he subsequently became head. His rebels, meanwhile, had encircled the Spanish in Manila, and with the support of Dewey, squadron in Manila Bay would surely have conquered the Spanish. Dewey, however, was waiting for U.S. ground troops, which began landing in July and took over the Filipino positions surrounding Manila. On August 8, the Spanish commander informed the United States that he was to center the city under two conditions. The United States would make the advance into the capital look like a battle, and under no condition were the Filipino rebels to be allowed into the city. On August 13th, the mock Battle of Manila was staged, and the Americans kept their promise to keep Filipinos out after the city passed into their hands. While Americans occupied Manila and planned peace negotiations with Spain, Aguinaldo convened a revolutionary assembly, the Malolos, in September. They drew up a dramatic constitution, the first ever in Asia, and the government was formed with Aguinaldo as president in January of 1899. On February 4th, what became known as the Philippine Insurrection began when Filipino rebels and U.S. troops skirmished inside the American lines in Manila. 2 days later, the U.S. Senate voted by one vote to ratify the Treaty of Paris with Spain. The Philippines were now a U.S. territory, acquired in exchange for $20 million in compensation to the Spanish. In response, Aguinaldo formally launched a new revolt, the time against the United States. The rebels consistently defeated in the open field, turned to guerrilla warfare, and the U.S. Congress authorized the deployment of 60,000 troops to subdue them. By the end of 1898, there were 65,000 U.S. troops in the Philippines, but the war dragged on. Many anti-imperialists in the United States, such as Democratic President candidate William Jennings Bryan, opposed the U.S. annexation of the Philippines, but in November 1900, Republican incumbent William McKinley was reelected, and the war continued. On March 23, 1901, in a daring operation, the U.S. General Frederick Funston and a group of officers pretending to be prisoners surprised Aguinaldo in his stronghold in Luzon village of Banalan and captured the rebel leader. Aguinaldo took an oath of alliance to the United States and called for an end to the rebellion, but many of his followers fought on. During the next year, the U.S. force gradually pacified the Philippines. In an infamous episode, the U.S. forces on the island of Samar retaliated against the massacre of a U.S. garrison by killing all men on the island above the age of 10. Many women and young children were also butchered. General Jacob Smith, who directed the atrocities, was court-martialed and forced to retire for turning Samar, in his words, into a howling wilderness. In 1902, an American civil government took administration of the Philippines, and the 3 years Philippines insurrection was declared to be at the end. Scattered resistance, however, persisted for several years. More than 4,000 Americans perished, suppressing the Philippines more than 10 times the number killed in the Spanish-American War. More than 20,000 Filipinos insurgents were killed, and an unknown number of civilians perished. In 1935, the Commonwealth of Philippines was established with the U.S. approval, and Manuel Quezon was elected the country's first president. On July 4, 1946, the full independence was granted to the Republic of the Philippines by the United States. And right now, we are going to end the show with a song from the group Orange and Lemons. And this is their song entitled Pinoy Ako. We would be remiss if we didn't congratulate the first ever NBA champion of Filipino descent. And that is none other than Jordan Clarkson of the New York Knicks, a one-time $6 Man of the Year in the NBA during his time with the Utah Jazz. This is the second time he's made it to the NBA Finals, the first of which is with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He played against another Filipino-American, that is Dylan Harper, who averaged about 18 points a game coming off the bench for the Spurs in his rookie season. Jordan Clarkson is also very beloved in the Philippines, especially because of his involvement with Gilas Filipinas, the national team of the Philippines. But as we said, we're going to end the show with our song from Orange and Lemons, and this is entitled Pinoy Ako. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM in Minneapolis and on the web at kfai.org. Radio without boundaries.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of audio theater, comedy, and the audio arts. With your host, Jerry Stern.